Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on the Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. There are news stories that confirm our worries that the whole industrial system is about to come apart. And then there are stories that scare the crap out of us because they indicate that the collapse is ongoing and accelerating. This is one of those latter stories, one of those apocalyptic cracks of doom that, like thunder, tell you it's time to get ready. A Google search this morning finds no mention of this story in the industrial media, but it rages in the alternative sources, many of whom are weaving it into their previously established conspiracy theories as a deliberate act or a political act, not just another triumph of ineptitude. The story? All over the country, especially since June 1st, the SNAP card system, which is how we get food stamps to people now, is failing. Curiously, the failures seem to be selective, not blacking out areas or states or regions, but cherry-picking individuals all over the country. Hundreds of people all over the country so far this month, and thousands this year, are experiencing late funding of their SNAP cards. Some people are still waiting for funds that were supposed to be available on June 1st. Many hundreds more are finding their SNAP cards won't work at all. According to a website that tracks these things, people are reporting problems at a rate that for parts of the day exceed 200 per hour. 50 million individuals, including one out of every five American children, receive food stamps. If you know any families who rely on them, personally, I mean, not through the viewpoint of the snarling get-a-job trolls who populate every online discussion of this subject, including, amazingly, the website designed to collect reports of problems in the system, you know that the last few days before the stipend comes through are often hungry days for the families concerned. The trolls sneer at that, but would you really be unaffected by a 1 or 2 week unexplained delay in your paycheck? But you do not have to be a bleeding heart liberal to find this problem appalling. The SNAP or EBT card is how we deliver food assistance to people who otherwise would be in line at some government agency, lines whose size and desperation would dwarf anything seen in the Great Depression. There is virtually no margin for error here before people start to starve. What's that you say? A huge government computer system with no margin for error? What could possibly go wrong? And if you have no pity for the starving, because obviously if they had good character, they would be successful like you, consider this. Before they starve, they are going to burn your country down around your hard-of-hearing ears. People who have not read history and who have no empathy and are childishly simplistic in their comprehension of the world, you know, people like Donald Trump, have no idea what has happened in the past. Let them eat cake. What is happening right now? People dying in massive riots around empty grocery stores in Venezuela? Or what could happen any minute if another lit match is thrown into that tinderbox, along with matches like drug test them, reduce and restrict their benefits, make them work for it. So move the second hand on the doomsday clock a little closer to midnight and pray that the government that designed and built a computer system for the FBI that had to be scrapped entirely on opening day, the government that designed and built the original Obamacare website, can fix this problem before... Oh, never mind. I gotta go find my bug-out bag.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to the Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.